Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us this afternoon. We've got a special program planned today. We have a special guest that will be joining us momentarily, and we're going to be talking about some things that you need to know about. You need to be aware of what's happening in our state. Indeed, around the country, in regards to the COVID vaccines and the mask requirements and things of that nature. My wife and I just got back from a week this past week down in northern Kentucky, and some of my family members down there have been impacted by some things happening in Kentucky. And then, of course, we've got things that are happening, notably here recently, the Summa Health System in Akron is requiring all of their employees and vendors and everything to have a vaccine in order to be able to retain their employment there. And this is a travesty. So we're talking about some of these things a little bit here this afternoon on the program. And I know we only have a short time, but we have State Representative Jennifer Gross is going to be joining us today. And Representative Gross, I believe you're with us right now, aren't you?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. I want to thank you for coming on short notice on the program today. Also want to thank you for your service in the Air Force. I'm an Air Force veteran myself, and so appreciate that. And also, I know you were a registered nurse for a while, a nurse practitioner. My wife is a registered nurse, so I appreciate your service there, and certainly appreciate your service in the Ohio House of Representatives. I understand you're a first-term representative.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was sworn in on January 4th.
Well, thank you. What prompted you to go to the House of Representatives?
Wow. I guess since you're Pastor Al, I can tell you that really, honestly, it was a calling.
Amen to that.
To serve, I have a poster on my wall at the house that says, "No greater love hath any man than to lay down his life for his friends."
Right.
Now, with that, I also have the soldier's cross. And I served for 21 years in the United States Air Force, and I'm a lieutenant colonel. And I, you know, that way of life when you've served that long does not go away.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I would say fighting for freedom and liberty, I'm quite certain that somewhere in my genealogy is Patrick Henry. Give me liberty or give me death.
Right.
So it was a love for our nation, a love for a country that is based on God's word, quite frankly, in our Constitution,
mm-hmm.
that was based on God's word and all the beliefs that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness was worth my 21 years and also worth the lives of the men and women who died in my era of service that are in Area 60 in Arlington. So,
and, you know, I appreciate that. And that's what a testimony. And we need more godly people. We need more Christians to be involved in government from the very local area through the county, through the state, and federal. It's part of the problem we have is Christians for so long have kind of stayed out of politics, too worldly, too dirty. And then we complain that of all the problems, it's because we stayed away. We need
exactly.
to be there to be salt and light. So I appreciate that. And I know we just got a short period of time here, but you have sponsored a bill that's coming up for hearings, I believe, later this month in regards to the vaccination mandates that we're seeing some companies put forth here in Ohio. And what can you tell us about that?
Well, Pastor Al, I do want you to know that besides Summa, we have many, many hospital systems. We
mm-hmm.
have the Ohio Health Network, we have Metro Health, we have UCMC in Cincinnati, we have Christ Hospital, we have Children's Hospitals, all of the Children's Hospitals in Ohio. So this is a prevalence. This isn't even a minority. This is the majority of hospitals are mandating this COVID vaccine onto all hospital staff, nurses, doctors, nurse practitioners, contractors, and the like. So what created this bill? Again, this bill is really a freedom bill. It is ultimately a freedom bill. It's not a war against vaccinations. I'm not an anti-vaccination person. But when it comes to freedom, when you know, Benjamin Franklin said, you know, if you choose safety over freedom, you will have neither safety nor freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And again, back to the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I began to see and was able to look ahead. And we were worried about passports, remember?
There right.
was a time when people said, oh, that's not going to happen. That's ridiculous. Well, now we have L.A. having passports, New York City having passports. Rumors of other places. And though we don't have passports in Ohio, we do have a tracking system of this COVID vaccine. So there's a system, I understand, that is tracking those of us who got the vaccine. How simple would it be to turn it over to a state system where you're not on the list, so you can't shop.
Mm-hmm.
You are not on the list. You can't go into a public building or whatnot. So it was that freedom that drove this bill, and it protects all people's vaccine choice and their medical freedom, their privacy, protects against passports. It does not allow discrimination, meaning if you choose not to get the vaccine, it also does not allow people to force you to mask.
Mm-hmm.
It honestly honors your choice, and it encourages businesses who also honor that individual liberty as well. Again, it's not a bill that is about the appropriateness or non-appropriateness, if that's even a word, for the practice of vaccination. It doesn't discourage businesses for recommending vaccine. It doesn't disallow schools for recommending and healthcare providers for talking about it. What it does is it does not allow discrimination due to vaccine status. And it does cover all vaccines. That's what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my colleagues want to water it down to COVID only. And what I want you to know, Pastor Al, is that they are currently researching an mRNA flu shot. So this isn't going to end.
Right.
So this bill is also forward thinking. That's really it. I hope I answered your question well.
No, that was well. And I do have a question. As somebody who has had COVID and recovered from it myself, is there anything in the bill that addresses that? Because something that I've noticed that out of the huge number of Americans that have had COVID and survived very well from it, because basically, what is it? I think it's 99.6% of the people who get it survive it.
Correct.
In these vaccine mandates and everything, we never hear anybody being said that if you had it, and now that you have natural immunity, which by most studies is superior to what you get from the vaccine, there's never any exemption apparently for us. We hear medical and religious exemptions, conscience and all that. Is this addressed in any way, or would that fall in there? I'm just curious.
It would fall under it because you can't mandate any vaccine at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it covers all exemptions. It covers the children. It requires the K-12 schools to let parents know that the law in Ohio has been in place since the 1970s,
mm-hmm.
allowing parents to exempt out for reasons of conscience, religious reasons, as well as medical exemptions. Right now we have that law in place, but unfortunately many of the schools write a letter that says, you must get these vaccines or your child will not be allowed to attend school. This bill simply requires, it does not abolish childhood vaccines. That's a lie that's been propagated mm-hmm. by my opponents. But it does require the schools to say, we do require the vaccines. However, should you choose to, you may use one of these three exemptions. Then it goes on to say this particular bill goes on to disallow any mandated vaccines in the workplace to shop, work, go to school, higher ed, those types of things for adults. So it covers everything. So you wouldn't need to say, hey, I've already had the disease, which I also have had, by the way, and mm-hmm. obviously survived. But it's not necessary to have the natural immunity in this bill because this prevents mandates in the first place,
mm-hmm.
prevents forced masking, if you did not get the vaccine. It covers everything. And, oh, by the way, it also covers passports, and it also covers any future vaccine should there be an experimental vaccine that comes in the future. So that's it is the Cadillac, if you will, the best bill that exists in the House today. It covers everything, but unfortunately, some of my colleagues want to water it down.
Well, and I appreciate the work that you're doing there. And if somebody's listening and they feel impacted by this and they would like to help this bill get through the committee and eventually land on the governor's desk, what would be the best thing that they could do?
They should contact their own state representative. They should encourage them to pass the bill as currently written.
Mm-hmm.
Because what will happen is the bill will be watered down, and then everybody will do high fives and mm-hmm. say we passed 248. But I assure you, my dear pastor and new friend, that this bill will not pass as currently written. Because right now, as we speak, people are saying that I'm watering down my own bill. But let me be very clear, I'm not watering down 248, but it will be watered down. My greatest thing is to protect it in its original form as much as possible, but you know, you start, I don't know if you remember a book called The Art of the Deal.
Right. I think I remember who wrote that. He sounds kind of famous, wasn't he?
That's right. 45.
President Trump. Yes.
But this bill was the art of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And always, I have always been willing to come to the table to negotiate with every one of my 90 plus opponents to talk with them. The problem is, they wanted vaccine or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not, that isn't a compromise. And no one came to me, and I had someone come to me on Monday and say, you mean you would have been willing to do thus and such? And I said, yes, I've always been willing to talk with you. It's just that you never came to me. You see, when you put a bill up, that's the bill that you want, but no one asked me, hey, would you be willing to do this or mm-hmm. that? I don't know if I don't know if my 5'2 stature is intimidating or what. But unfortunately, no one came to me. So now we'll be coming to the table. I have a couple of amendments on my own, but they do not weaken mm-hmm. the bill. Let me be very clear.
Right.
They strengthen the bill, and I would never weaken my own bill. Now, there may be some amendments I don't particularly like, but to get the bill passed, I might be willing to, you know, say, yeah, okay, we can do that. But I'm not going to put those amendments in my own bill.
Well, and I believe you have a committee hearing coming up. What committee is this bill in, and when is that hearing?
It's in the Health Committee at 10 a.m. on August 24th. And I don't know, but I have heard that there may be a demonstration outside of the State House. So look in your sources, all of your mm-hmm. places. I can't promote the organization. I'm not allowed to due to ethics that may be supporting
right.
this or several of them, because then it looks like I'm supporting particular groups and I'm not allowed to do
well,
that.
And I was going to say, actually, we will have some people probably that I know of that'll be involved in some of that, and we'll be announcing that probably as we get closer. It made me think when I was down in Kentucky, the St. Elizabeth healthcare system down there, large
yes.
hospital system, had put this through
fabulous.
massive demonstrations against them.
Yep.
I believe it was on Wednesday, and watching the news, and some of my family members down there had friends that were affected, where I had actually gone up to participate. And if anybody's ever seen that, you're driving down the street and there's just lines of protesters speaking out against yes. the forced vaccines. And
yes.
I'd like to see this happen in our state. We did actually
yes.
just in Akron this week as well, I believe.
Yes,
but,
there was a large one at Kettering. We had mm-hmm. smaller ones down in Cincinnati. But I've heard stories of CEOs literally sitting by the door saying, I will terminate anyone I see talking to reporters or anyone mm-hmm. on the sidewalk. I'm a representative, not a politician, so
mm-hmm.
I do believe there's a difference. So I literally went to a protest myself, rolled up my sleeves, and spoke to staff from my local hospitals. And, you know, as you might suspect, the story that I heard from those actual workers on the front line is not quite the story that I hear sometimes from, let's just say, government representatives of certain organizations. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, as a nurse and a combat nurse and someone who flew into Sarajevo and someone who wore a flak vest and a helmet and has, you know, been, you know, on the flight line picking up patients, you know, in battle, if you will, not super dangerous where I was, mm-hmm. but, you know, freedom is worth, we're on the right side of this when we're on the right side of freedom. And I told Chris this the other day, that Chris Long, mm-hmm. that, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I emphasize capital T-H-E-R-E. If you are seeing someone infringing on life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness, God is not in that. God is not in that. I don't know what is driving it. I don't know if it's fear, but fear is also not of God.
Right.
And so when we see this, I told some people recently, I will always err on the side of freedom. I cannot err on the side of safety. And if I'm wrong, then Pastor L put me in jail because I can't. It's really interesting. It's so clear to me to fight for freedom. It is. There is no other option. There isn't. It's like you don't have option A, B, and C. This is it. This is the choice. This is what I've been handed. And I can't go anywhere else. It's not that I'm intimidating. It's just that I know that we're right on this topic.
Right.
So.
And I certainly want to encourage our listeners to pray for you and other people that are in the state house and in the counties, in the local governments, and in our federal government, because there are some people who are championing freedom and championing, you know, our rights that we have enshrined in the Constitution. And I remind our church, and I've used this on our radio programs a lot, especially in the last year, where Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting verse 1, where he said, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority. That would include you. You're in authority. And then he says that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And people need to pray for our government leaders, our government representatives, senators, all levels of government, because I think we've been remiss, and as pastors, we've been remiss in encouraging, in more than encouraging, our people in our churches to pray for government officials. We've abandoned, okay, as I said, the government to the world, and you know, the devil and the world are certainly not doing things favorable to God and God's people. And we can see how this vaccination issue is dividing churches. It's dividing families. It is turning Christians against each other. And of course, the confusion that results, God's not the author of confusion. The devil is.
That's right.
And he is using this to tear apart our country. And I want to thank you, Representative Gross, for the work that you're doing. Again, if you could share how people could make an impact here, what they should do.
Okay. They should contact. We need to begin looking at the health committee in the Senate. We need to begin looking at the Senate president. Mm-hmm. We need to be looking at the governor. We need to be showing up at these protests because numbers matter. The numbers matter. Don't think that just because you have already written your legislator, because remember, we're only 99. But we also, and I don't care if your legislator is a Democrat either, you should be writing them, mm-hmm. you should be telling them, you should be coming to them. If you're part of organizations, you need to write and say, hey, our organization supports this bill as written, as currently written, as
right.
the sub-bill that was introduced, not as a watered-down version. And but we have to be active. I need you, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. I need the power of the people. It's the people that strengthen me. It's the reason I can fight, besides the fact that God has created me with a little bit of courage. And that is what the people can do. And they must not let up. They must keep pushing in. Do not give up ground. You know, for me, since you were talking about Paul, you know, Paul, remember when he accepted Christ,
mm-hmm.
his life was miserable. As soon as, you know, he's blinded and then he's
yes.
beaten and then he's taken out and left for dead and stoned. And, you know, I'm willing to go that far for freedom.
Amen
but I
to
need
that.
The strength of the people. And so they must get out, go to a protest, go support, make a sign, take it with you, take some water, go out on a hot day, look it up on Facebook or wherever you can find. And I would remind you too, Pastor Al, that there's a book called The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates, and that mm-hmm. book reminds us that back in the 1850s, pastors used to have 2 times a year, they would preach about civic responsibility. And that is something, if I might be so bold, because I respect my pastor. I go to Life Church Westchester in Westchester, Ohio. And, you know, the pastors need to be bold as well, standing in the pulpit, understanding that if you shut down during these times, you don't have to. You are protected by the freedom of religion, and you need to stand boldly and lead your flock in boldness, perhaps standing in the middle of them and the government and standing boldly there as we also fight for pastor protection and things like mm-hmm. that at the state level. And so I think those are all the things. Really be active. Realize that you're one family and a child stroller with a baby in it and a mom who thinks, well, I'm a homeschooling mom. I have a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a baby. Take the stroller. Go out. Take your water. Make your sign. Have your kids learn their colors by making a sign. And go out there. Be active. Show the legislature that this is serious and that you mean business, because those that are working and can't get out of work are being threatened by their jobs. If you can get away on a day and you're not working and you can go 5 to 7 and after work, pop in, honk at them as they're going by, wave at them, encourage them. Anything that you can do matters.
Amen to that. Question 2, and we're quickly running out of time. I know we got just about 3 minutes left. Is there going to be an opportunity for either written or personal testimony during the hearings?
Yes. Written testimony right now. You can either write my office or you can write the chairman's office. First, the chairman's office, rep62@ohiohouse.gov, and ask for the information to write written or give live testimony. It will be the chairman who decides who gets to testify. Or you can write my office at rep5252@ohiohouse.gov. My staff is out today, but if they ask for witness forms, they must be submitted in, I think, a PDF format. So they do need to be formatted properly.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, yes, sir, thank you for asking that.
And I appreciate that. And Representative Jennifer Gross, I want to thank you for being on the program today on such short notice. And I want to thank you so much for the work that you are doing in the State House with this bill. I know you've been involved in some other good bills as well. So I appreciate that. Again, thanks for your service in the Air Force and as a nurse. I appreciate that. And final thought real quick. We got about a minute or so.
This bill is a freedom bill. It is not a vendetta personal Amen. Thing against vaccination. It's a freedom bill for all Ohioans. And quite frankly, remember, as Ohio goes, so goes the nation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, it's Ohio is a microcosm of the nation in many respects, and we do see that we need to pray. We need to be fighting these issues on the local level in the State House.
Amen.
And I believe God raises people up. I believe he raised you up for this purpose, like you were indicating. And we'll certainly be praying for you, Representative Gross.
Thank you.
And praying that God will raise up allies for you there in the State House and around the state. I appreciate that. And I want to encourage all of our listeners, go online, and much of this information, if you've not been able to get it all written down, go to ohiohouse.gov. That's ohiohouse.gov. Click on the members link. You can find Representative Gross, and you can link to the bill, House Bill 248, and pray and get involved. Encourage your family, your friends, your fellow church members to do the same. Thank you, Representative Gross. I appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you so much, Pastor Al. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you as well. And I want to thank everybody for listening today. And, you know, as another program says, be hearers of, or not just hearers of the word, but doers also. We need to get involved. Be salt and light in the world around us. Thanks again for listening. God bless. Join us next time, and have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.